welcome to the Lancaster Happy Hour, where we connect people with our amazing community over our favorite beverages. Sponsored by the Chuck Hannebach team at Realty One Group Unlimited, we're excited that you're joining us today and can't wait to shake things up.
All right.
We're ready to go.
Yeah. So episode one, Lancaster Happy Hour. We figured what we're going to do is start us off by kind of explaining what this podcast is meant to be. And you said you're an expert in getting podcasts started. So, you know, that's why we're going to be flawless. It's going to be the easiest thing in the world, right?
I have no expert at that. Helping with real estate, yes, but not an expert at podcasts. But, you know, the thought process behind the podcast, Lancaster Happy Hour, you know, I'm here. I made an espresso martini for myself. Yeah. And you're with who?
I have a rural city. It's called Today's American Lager. So that's who I'm sporting today.
There you go. So the whole thought process when we were talking about this as a team was that we wanted to connect community and also outside the community, people who want to know what Lancaster County and Lancaster City proper are actually like and what's the behind the scenes look like. Yeah. The diversity of our cultures that we have here, you know, businesses. One of the things I'm excited about bringing to the table here is small business owners. They're the backbone of our country. What got them into the business? What's their why? What got them started? What are they challenged with? You know, amongst other things such as, you know, charitable events, people that have causes that they wanted to share with us. That's really what the whole premise is behind the podcast.
Yeah, it's kind of getting to know the person behind the business and hopefully like in a fun level as well, you know, getting to know why they did it, but, you know, get to know them, some of the fun things about the people behind the business. So what's cool about it is because, you know, you're Chuck, you're our team lead. You obviously do a lot of real estate, but you've also dabbled in many other businesses, which is kind of why you get excited about talking business, because you've been very involved in that for a very long time.
Yes.
So can you tell us about, you know, other businesses you're currently working with and ones that you've done before? Because you've been a part of a lot.
I have. So, you know, my family has always been in business. And so I think that's probably where it comes into my bloodline. For many people, they may not know that my family is also the founder of the Castle Roller Skating Rink. And so that has been in existence. Actually, this coming month, we are celebrating 38 years.
Wow.
And so also I have been involved in the fitness industry. So that was through my mother, who had started Figure Firm, Total Fitness for Women. And I took that business over and ran that up until recently when I sold that business. And of course, then I'm in commercial real estate. I'm in residential real estate personally. And then also the Chuck Hannebach team, which we have, you know, a great group of agents, yourself, Josiah, Sarah, Matt. So it's one of those things that business always excites me. And probably I'm a very driven person because I'm a high D on the disc profile for people who understand the profiles.
Yeah.
So that's really the driver.
Very cool. Now, you've been doing a lot of different business. Mm-hmm. Has there been anybody that has stood out, like has been a big part of why you've gone down this road?
That's a good question. I think, you know, I look at my father, who was a business owner of multiple businesses. And I think I always look at people who've been super successful in business. I think that's my driver in business, is like, how did you get there? I think a lot for me, the excitement of business is how it's built. You know, what is the formulation of pulling the people together and being the creative side? You know, that's the piece I think that I struggle and strive to be is, you know, the Disney. As you know, I'm a big Disney fan.
Yeah.
And I always look at that as, how did you create that? How do you create that revolving door of excitement, the imaginary mind of that, and how do you create that and make it broader and bigger?
Yeah.
And do the same thing with real estate.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people, we talk about the successes of businesses.
Yep.
So kind of getting to more of like the failures of it a little bit.
Okay.
If there's one thing you can improve on running your businesses, what would it be?
Improve on. I would say I have to be dedicated getting up every day. I think I'm hitting where you're asking the question of, I have to be into my business every day. One of the things I think is I can't stop. And so I'm very driven. I probably drive everybody on the team crazy because I'm always saying we have to do this. I think my my challenge for me as a business owner is, as a D personality on the DISC profile, is that I'm a visionary. So I have ideas that are sparking through my head all the time. And my expectation is everybody's keeping up with me on those ideas. And I know for you as a team, I understand that that's frustrating because I like change. A lot of people in the business world are not open to change. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I need to do it. I have to have a sedentary path. And that's probably that point for me.
Well, and you've talked about the DISC profile.
Yeah.
I mean, not everybody is super familiar with the DISC profile, yeah, but you talk about you being a high D. Mm-hmm. Well, you're the only high D on our team.
Yes.
Which I think is one of the things that kind of, you know, it can probably drive you nuts a little bit. It probably drives all of us nuts a little bit, but yep, it really does make sense.
Right.
Because the high D is typically someone that's in charge,
yep,
the visionary. So yep. Why is that DISC profile so important? Why do you feel it's so important?
Because I think the DISC profile helps formulate you. Not everybody can be a high D because then you're going to be banging heads or together. So you know, the DISC profile is the D, I, S, and the C, and knowing and understanding how those different personality traits work together. You know, you need somebody who's very outgoing, but sometimes when they're super outgoing, they're not as driven. They're more, mm-hmm, they want the party life. They want to be out and about all the time. Then you get into the S and the C's, and then you become super cautious, where they may not be willing to take risk. Whereas a D personality, I'm willing to take some risk. But I think that my job on, even with this podcast, is there's a risk behind doing this. We've invested a lot of money into doing this. You know, we all want this. It's making sure that everybody understands their lane, so to speak, and making it successful.
Yeah, and I think like the DISC profile for me is just, first of all, it's fun to take and kind of learn about more about yourself, mm-hmm, but it's super helpful with communication.
Absolutely.
You know, when you know who you're talking to and why they're kind of talking the way they are, why they, mm-hmm, the decisions that they make, what, you know, because sometimes you get so confused by people when they're doing that. I think it, like, as far as like relationships,
absolutely,
anybody can benefit from really knowing why the other person's saying what they're saying and why they're doing what they're doing. So, mm-hmm, I love that we kind of made it like a priority to, mm-hmm, kind of like, hey, this is important. It's important to get to know why you do the things you do. So, mm-hmm, I mean, I always love that.
Yeah. I mean, and I think that's even important, like with our guests when we're with them, it's going to help us communicate better with them, mm-hmm, because we're going to understand maybe where their fears are or where their, you know, their walls are, that we can help break through those a little bit and actually create a more interesting delivery of that podcast, of that individual. Because not every business owner is a D.
Yeah.
Some business owners are I's, some are S's, some are C's, and they're super successful. So just because you're in that different category doesn't mean you're not as driven.
Oh, yeah.
It just could be the way you deliver that. So yeah, that's where I like it.
Yeah, absolutely. To kind of swing things around to real estate for a little bit. And one thing that's important is we will talk about real estate on this podcast.
Absolutely.
It's definitely not the priority. That's not what we're looking to do. So, but we are a real estate team.
Yeah.
So we do want to talk about it a little bit. So let's get into it. What do you enjoy most about real estate?
The people.
Okay.
Hands down, the people. I think that the opportunity to meet various peoples, I've met people from mask designers to furniture designers to people who just work in retail. Their story always intrigues me. Their reason, their whys, what they're doing, what they're trying to achieve. So for me, I think
sounds that's familiar the to the podcast a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's exactly. Almost like we get into why you're doing this.
Yeah, no, it's I enjoy finding out where they want to be, and also, you know, it's we all joke about it, but we're like psychologists a lot of times in this industry, helping people emotionally get through. We've probably sat, I know I have, where people are getting divorced, people are getting married, people are having children and their struggles, and helping them cope with those different aspects of life. I think that's what I really enjoy about it. Mm-hmm. Making the sale, as in this industry we call it, or making that transaction, is kind of the byproduct. It's the relationship that I'm trying to build with the people. And some relationships are stronger than others, mm-hmm, of course, because personalities are just a little bit different. But that's, mm-hmm, probably the biggest joy I have.
Yeah, it's an emotional process.
Yes, I mean, exactly.
Yeah, you find a lot about people during something like this.
Exactly.
So one other question about real estate then. So we talked about what you love. If there's one thing you could change about how real estate is done, what would that be?
Ooh, one thing that I would change about how real estate is done. That's a good question.
Like for me,
yeah,
I wish inspections were mandatory on every single 100% transaction.
100% agree with you.
I wish that was a non-negotiable, and I know some states that is a non-negotiable. Mm-hmm. Inspections are required. If mm-hmm. there was one thing I would change, that would be maybe the one thing.
I 100% agree with you, Ryan. Yeah. I think, you know, especially in the market that we have been seeing in the past year, year and a half, where buyers are having to forego inspections and then finding out there's things down the road that are costing them money. Let's face it, we all know this is one of the largest purchases you're ever going to make. And it is the start of wealth building in your family estate. But to go put that money out, move into that home, and then find there's something structurally wrong with that home, or there's major safety or health issues that you have to take care of, you may not have those funds. Mm-hmm. Because you usually a lot of people, especially first-time home buyers, are really putting everything they have into the transaction. So I would agree with you there.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. I think that's, I feel like a lot of realtors prefer that.
Yeah, I do too.
As your local real estate experts, we are excited to meet with you over our favorite beverages, bringing you the latest and most exciting information in Lancaster County. Our real estate careers have enabled us to know the ins and outs of our community. Our job is to not only assist buyers and sellers with their real estate needs, but to bring the community together in a unique and meaningful way. So grab your drink of choice and settle in as we talk all things Central PA. Follow us on social media or find us at www.chuckhonnebachteam.com.
So, you know, because you're juggling a lot right now,
yes,
real estate, other businesses, life in general.
Yeah.
Do you keep your schedule nice and tight? Are you pretty organized, or are you kind of flying by the seat of your pants on most days? You know, you talk about your high D personality. So I'm just,
This is kind of funny because we were having a conversation in the real estate office. I believe it was the real estate office the other day. It was Josiah, Sarah, and I. And Sarah said, "What are you not good at?" She said, "You're good at everything." And I said, "No," I said, "I'm not." And I said, "I'm not always the most organized. I can appear to everybody that I'm very organized and I'm on top of my game." And she said, "No, no, no, no." And I looked at Josiah and I said, "Josiah?" And he said, "No, there are some days he's not as organized as you would think."
Well, because Josiah works with you.
Yes.
On the daily, basically. Yes, yes. So he kind of gets to know you more than other people do.
But I think that because my brain is always in 100% gear, it's hard. Plus, I also do try to cram a lot in. You know, I try to get as much into my day. I try to accomplish so many things. There's so many things I want to incorporate into not only my personal life and my business, but into the team. And so I'm constantly moving. So things do slide by the tracks.
Well, and not to get back to this profile a little bit, but we talk about the high D personality and, you know, because you do buzz.
Yeah.
Like you buzz, like no matter where you are. And I think
I buzz.
You're always buzzed. No, you're kind of always like A to B, and you know you're focused on B at that point. Mm-hmm. So if someone else kind of calls your name out, you might not react to them the way they kind of would prefer it,
right?
Because you're already focused on something,
right?
So it can throw people off. But like for me, now that I've worked with you long enough, I'm kind of used to you being who you are,
right?
And it's not like offensive to me or anything like that. It's just like, you know, let Chuck finish what he's doing right there and he'll come back. And because you do always come back. It's not like it's not because you don't care.
Right.
It's just because that's how your mind works and that's how you kind of go.
I think sometimes too, because of the way I do business, sometimes my response can come across short to people and it's not meant to be at all. Mm-hmm. It's just, I want to make sure I'm at least responding to the moment, but I will come back to it, like you said.
Yeah.
And it takes time. And that's something I'm trying to work on. You know, it's interesting as I look at, it's an interesting thing that a product that I had started using years ago is called Dash. And believe it or not, it's a hair product. And I asked the gentleman, what does it mean? And he said, you're born on a date and you die on a date. And it's the journey in between that matters. It's how did you progress? How did you make yourself better? And that's kind of like my thing is like, okay, as I'm going through my day-to-day things, not to stagnate on things, just like in business, not to stagnate, but how do I improve myself? How do I improve business? How do I improve the members of the team? How do I help them along? And it's interesting, I don't think a lot of people realize they are actually helping me more than they realize it. The way they're sharing back to me or they're expressing back to me is like, okay, I need to rethink something. I need mm-hmm. to realign something.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, it was just funny because I was thinking about yesterday. I called you when I was just going over a situation with you and I didn't even think you were short with me or anything like that. But I could clearly tell your mind was rushing and running all over the place. And you end up calling me back hours later and said, hey, I'm sorry. Like, you know, it was kind of crazy. And I didn't think anything of it. I was like, no big deal. But that's where you kind of always come back. And it's just kind of like, hey, this is just how Chuck's wired. You know, and
it is because
that's why you have people like Josiah in your life. Keep you centered and grounded a little bit. He can kind of help you.
it's funny. Today he came into the office and he sat down with a tablet and he's like, okay. And he's writing things down, you know, and it's interesting, but you know, we're a village, mm-hmm. and it takes a lot of people to make a village happen. You know, even in Lancaster County, it takes a lot of people to make Lancaster County what it is. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the premise of behind this podcast is bringing people together so we all understand how we all intermix, how we all interrelate to each other, and how can we help each other
grow.
And that's really where it comes down.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've talked about work a little bit.
Yep.
Let's get into some more like... Chuck, when you have downtime,
oh boy.
What are you doing for fun? What are you reading books? Are you watching shows? Do you have downtime? Like,
I do.
What are you doing?
So I do have downtime. One of the things that is very interesting is I think back to my family. My father worked constantly. It was always on the grind, I guess. And I'm always on the grind, but I do shut off. And I laugh because I always take work home every night that I'm going to do it. And it's not always do I pull it out and do it. There are times I do when I'm not sleeping in the middle of the night. Personal life, I love to go out for dinner. I love to spend time with friends, which is interesting because I am an introvert by nature. A lot of people would
no
never,
one would ever have any idea.
Say, yeah. Nobody would ever think that, but I am. You know, it's no surprise. One of my favorite restaurants to go to on a weekend is the Belvedere.
Really?
I love having an espresso martini. I love having a Caesar salad.
Espresso martini.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They make theirs a lot better than I do. but just being around that energy. I don't even have to intermix with the people, but being around the energy, the noise, just the environment is what I like to do. I love to travel. Oh. So, if I have the opportunity to travel, I like that. I also enjoy art. So if somebody would come into my home, there's a lot of art there. I'm much into into fashion. So that's my personal life there.
And I also know you're big into exercising as well.
Yes.
You've done marathons in the past.
Yes.
Is there a specific marathon that you have found that was, you know, your greatest achievement, or is there one you're most proud of?
I think my best one that is so memorable and burned in my head is probably the Disney marathon that I did. And that was because you run through all four parks. You get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. You have to be out at the starting line by 3. It starts at 4 and they want you through all four parks before they open. And so for me, so that's probably where accomplishment or the drive is like, I am going to do this. I'm not going to give up. I may have to walk a mile, but I'm not going to give up. And I think that's part of my personality. But exercise just in general, I grew up in a family where my mother was into fitness. I taught fitness class for 17 years. So I taught body pump. I taught step. I taught spin classes. So I've done a lot of those different things, and I still to this day, usually every day, I'm doing something physically active. So
that's great. Now, here's a question that it's kind of tied back to Lancaster County a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a scenario, and you tell me where you're sending someone.
Okay.
Now, we may have already discussed this, so you might have to think of more places then.
Okay.
If someone from outside Lancaster County or in Lancaster County, and they're saying, I want to take someone special on a date.
Okay.
Where are you telling them to go?
For scenery, I would say you need to hit the Exchange.
Okay.
Rooftop lounge, beautiful atmosphere, a beautiful view of the city. That to me would be one spot for sure. There are a magnitude of restaurants. There's a magnitude of things to do in this city and Lancaster County as a whole.
Yeah.
You have to not be afraid to try.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest piece. And you have to move around and check everything out and go check it out. That's all I can say. But that would be probably my number one. If you're looking to bring somebody from outside the city, that is such a beautiful place to take somebody to see.
I completely agree. I was just working with an agent from Harrisburg, and she had to drop off a check at our office. Uh-huh. And, you know, I was trying to talk to her. I'm like, hey, if you want me, I can meet you so you don't have to drive all the way down. And she said there's a great Jamaican restaurant I wish I knew the name of it because she told me it. I just didn't remember. But I was like, I had no idea.
Okay.
And she says it's the best Jamaican food she's ever had. And it's okay. Right in Lancaster City. So like, it's just things that you wouldn't typically know. Mm-hmm. And the great food and the great things around Lancaster County. So
yeah. Oh, absolutely. And that's really what we want to do here with the mm-hmm. podcast is we want to introduce people. You know, it's so many times I know that I can be driving down the road, which you probably have done too. And you pass and like, I didn't know that was there. I didn't know this was here. And that's what we want to do is we want to make sure that people who live inside the community, a lot of times you don't remember what's in your backyard.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, and like you hear people say, I'm taking a staycation. I want to be able to, from our team, be able to connect Lancaster City people or Lancaster County people to things around us, as well as introduce people outside the area who are interested in Lancaster County yeah. or Central PA to what we have to offer.
Absolutely. So I guess we'll end with one last question.
Go for it.
So this is the question we want to ask every single person, because I feel it's one of the most important things you can ask someone.
Okay.
If there was one place, if you had to choose one place to grab a slice of pizza in Lancaster County,
ooh,
where are you sending them? Where are you going?
I have to give you two, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
I asked for one, and you had to give us two.
I have two favorite places. Randazzo's. In Landisville.
Okay, yeah.
Hot Seat Pizza in Landisville. They are my two go-to places for pizza. From the sweetness of the sauce at Randazzo's, and I think the crust at Hot Seat Pizza, I don't know what it is, but I will flip-flop between the two. I love both of those establishments. And so for me, even if the days that I cheat and I have a Italian sub.
When you're not eating a salad.
those are my two go-to spots for more, when I say fast food. You don't ever see me in a McDonald's or a Burger King or a Chick-fil-A, but I will do Hot Seat Pizza and Randazzo. So I would give a big shout out to those two.
Yeah. Well, you gave more details, at least since you gave two, at least you gave some details about why. So I can at least appreciate that. So, yeah. Well, awesome. I'm really excited about what we're going to do. Yep. We have some people lined up that we're excited to get on the podcast. So it's the Lancaster Happy Hour. Episode yep. one is complete.
Yep.
It was flawless. I can't think of one mistake we made. So,
and let's face it, we know that we're going to make them. And, you know, we just hope you're going to join in and follow us along. You know, I think it's going to be really, really great. And I'm excited for the guests that we have coming in
and
learning about them and what is their why. You know, it's a big thing. What drives individuals and what drives in the community and what's their goals for the community. And that's what we want.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Lancaster Happy Hour. Subscribe to our podcast and stay up to date with all things Lancaster, and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, or online at www.chuckhonnebachteam.com. If you have questions about a certain topic or a request for a feature, please submit all inquiries to chuck@honnebachteam.com. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, cheers!